Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
How you doing? How was your weekend? I actually took Saturday. I'm very pale, you know, in my skin tone, but I actually got a sunburn. I took Saturday and went to the beach and it was lovely. Though I will say, it took me hours to relax. So this is something that maybe eventually we're going to be talking about too. But I just wanted to share with you today something about giving yourself a hell of a lot of love when you go through changes or when you see change coming. Or in my case, yesterday, I went through a shit ton of my books. And these are things that I've been dragging around for years. Those who have helped me move can attest to this. And I was going through my things and, you know, when you, there's certain covers or there's certain subjects or there's certain things that still resonate, right? But what about the things that don't resonate with you anymore, right? Or, you know, maybe you see something and you're like, God, that was me like 10 years ago. Or, you know, even certain texts, like I don't even, you know, I'll have an inquiry. I like to find out information. I'm a learning style, all these things. But the reality is a lot of it, even maybe a third of my book collection, which is a lot, by the way, it didn't even resonate anymore. I was like, damn, that's amazing. So really, I've been doing spring cleaning, so to speak, for months now. And not that I have a shit ton of things, but you know, as you continue to go through life, I personally click books, you know, or fabric or things like that, you know, for creating or learning and gardening and all those little hobby things, you know, that are like cottagecore and shit. But the reality is like, I had to give myself a lot of grace, but more specifically, a lot of love. Let's go a little deeper on that. I had to give myself love and permission to not only release the things that don't fit me anymore, but to give myself a lot of love for the time or the era in which I bought it in, or the reason why, be it academic programs that I'm not in at this point, or that frankly, I didn't graduate from. That's a whole nother topic and that's okay. But like it, I think like giving ourselves grace, I've talked about here on, you know, on the channel before, but the reality is when we give ourselves love, it's almost like a little bit further in the process, okay? Because when we do grace, we're like, oh, it's okay, you didn't know any better, et cetera, et cetera. But love, this is just off the cuff this morning, but love is like, it's okay, honey. You thought you needed to do that program. You thought you needed to be in that circle of, I don't know, friends or folks, you know, to be better. Or even like in business, I'm letting some of the books go too, because I'm like, that's not how I do business, actually. I do it with soul. I don't do it with this. Okay. So the reality is when you're going through your old shit, whether it's material or proverbial or symbolic, okay, whether you're detoxing even within yourself, maybe start with grace, but take it a little deeper, root into that a little bit further and do it with love. Because we're changing every day. We're changing every day. Even those of us who don't think they're changing, you are. Ha ha ha. You are. Sorry if that freaks you out. But as you're changing, as you're going through the motions, you get to figure out every damn day what you carry with you and what you let go. You get to say, this is me now in this moment. Could change down the road. But I am going to take care of myself. I am going to love myself and I am going to do it with as much losing my voice. My throat chakra is activated. Here we go. But I'm going to love myself with as much as I have right now, going through shit, going through life, going through things. Okay. Literally. All right. That's the message I want to share today. So as you do your business or as you build your business or as you walk in your purpose or do the path that is your purpose, let go of the old stuff, especially books are fucking heavy. Let go of the old stuff. I'm donating them, so I'm not just like burning them, although that'd be very cathartic. But let go of the old you. Honor them, but let go of the old you, because the new one is around the corner, or the new one is right here, needing space, needing breathing room, needing to allow and embrace what's coming. That's love. Let's end it at that. Okay. I hope you have a good week ahead. I'm gonna go take a shower. More love. I'm just showing up for y'all. This is what business looks like. You know, it's not all like bunny rabbits and roses and Mai Tais. Sometimes it is, but let's just be honest, okay? Let's do this with soul. Keep showing up for you. Let me know if you have any questions, okay? And thank you to the person who helped me with this topic idea. I really appreciate you. You know who you are, so thank you. Kisses to all of y'all, or as Freya, she does like a boop or one singular kiss, but have a good week ahead. Let me know if you need help, okay?
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under 40 bucks and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.